Have you ever considered how amazing it is that the God of the universe, the creator and the sustainer of all things, communicates with us, desires for us to know him and, in fact, live for him? Hello, my name is Paul Hines. I pastor Mumfreyville Baptist Church. Each week I bring a devotion from God's Word, and this week we're in Psalm 19. Psalm 19. Our scripture reading for this week is Psalm 19 through 23, as we're reading through the Psalms together this year. Psalm 19, verse 1. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the expanse proclaims the work of his hands. Day after day they pour out speech, night after night they communicate knowledge. There is no speech, there are no words, their voice is not heard, their message has gone out to the whole earth, and their words to the ends of the world. In the heavens he has pitched a tent for the sun. It is like a bridegroom coming from his home. It rejoices like an athlete running a course. It rises from one end of the heavens and circles to the other end. Nothing is hidden from its heat. What we find here is that God is communicating to his creation by his creation. He's communicating to you and I today by the amazing complexity of the universe he has created. It says that the heavens declare the glory of God. When we look out at all that God has made in the far expanse, as far as the eye can see, we see that it is declaring how great, how wonderful, how glorious God is. The glory of God, to glorify something is to make it known, to declare how great and how good it is. And when we look at creation, we look at the enormity of all that he has made, all the way down to the smallest things that we can see with the help of microscopes and things that magnify the minute things that God has created, all the way from the microscopic things to the great and glorious things we see with our eyes. All of that declares that there is a God who is amazing at creation, and the complexity of creation reveals the complexity of the Creator. It says that, verse 2, day after day it pours out speech, night after night it communicates knowledge. So both day and night we can see the amazing work of God all around us. It says there really is no speech, verse 3, there's not any words, the voice cannot be heard. Yet there is a clear message, verse 4, that is going out to the whole earth, and their words to the end of the world. It's communicating without words the greatness and the magnificence of God. In the heavens, it's pitched a tent for the sun. The sun itself has a set place where it resides, and in its beauty, it comes up and it runs its race like an athlete and goes from one end of the heavens and circles to the other end. Nothing is hidden from its heat. It's amazing even that the complexity of the sun itself reveals the magnificence of God. Creation cries out. There is a God, a creator, sustainer of all things. It's not just in creation that he communicates. It's also in his word, the Bible, what he gives us as his word of instruction, of guidance, of direction to us, communicating who he is and his expectations. That's what verse 7 in Psalm 19. Psalm 19, verse 7, the instruction of the Lord is perfect, renewing one's life. The testimony of the Lord is trustworthy, making the inexperienced wise. The precepts of the Lord are right, making the heart glad. The command of the Lord is radiant, making the eyes light up. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are reliable and altogether righteous. They are more desirable than gold, than the abundance of pure gold, and sweeter than honey dripping from a honeycomb. In addition, your servant is warned by them, and in keeping them, there is an abundant reward. He goes through a great lengthy description here of the instructions of God. We don't have time in our time together to dig into all of this. Would encourage you to look at each different way that he is talking about the word, the instruction of the Lord. But he says that it is perfect to renew, to restore, to rejuvenate one's life. The testimony of the Lord is trustworthy, meaning what God has given us as a testimony, as a declaration of what he has done, what he is doing, and what he will do is worthy of our trust. We can trust in what is being said about God in his word. It's to make the inexperienced, those who've not experienced things, make them wise about who he is. The precepts, the instructions of God are right, and they'll make your heart glad if you follow them. The command, what God expects for us, is radiant. It will make our eyes light up when we know exactly what God expects from us as his people. I'll skip down to verse 11. We are warned by the word of God, and in keeping them, there is an abundance of a reward given to us when we follow after what God's word says for us. He says that it's more desirable than gold. How much are we running after things today because of their monetary value? The author here is saying that the word of God should be sought after with more passion and desire than even what is worth a lot of money in our world, more than pure gold. It's sweeter than honey dripping from a comb. It is desirable even to the taste. We should pursue it. Not only does God reveal himself in his creation and in his word, but he also reveals himself in our hearts through his son Jesus Christ and the work of the Spirit of God in us. Verse 12, who perceives his unintentional sins? Cleanse me from my hidden faults. Moreover, keep your servant from willful sins and do not let them rule me. Then I will be blameless and cleansed from blatant rebellion. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, Lord, my rock and my Redeemer. The psalmist has moved from what is external, the creation around us speaking about God, to that which goes into our mind, the Word of God, to that which transforms our heart through the Spirit of God, through the Son of God. So who perceives his unintentional sins? There are things that we do that we don't even intend to do, that are against God's expectations for us. He says, cleanse me from my hidden faults, those things that I do that I don't even realize. He's saying, keep your servant from the things that I willfully do. Stop me from sinning. Stop me from being disobedient to your expectations, God, when I desire to do that willfully, knowing that it's wrong. Do not let them rule over me. Don't let them be my master instead. I want you to be my master. Then I'll be blameless. I want you to cleanse me from blatant rebellion. Ladies and gentlemen, the only way we can be cleansed from this sinfulness is through what Jesus Christ did on the cross for us. That's what he says here. May the words of my mouth, what I speak, may what I meditate on, may the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, an acknowledgement that God is our Lord, your Lord. You are the one who is worthy of ruling all things. You are my rock, the place upon which I stand that is trustworthy and immovable, and you are my Redeemer, meaning you have redeemed me. You've bought me out of sin and rebellion and given me a relationship with you through your Son, Jesus Christ. It is not enough, ladies and gentlemen, for us to look at creation and say, yeah, there's a God, I believe it, move on. It's not enough even for us to read the Word of God and say, yes, there is a God, I believe in him, hear his expectations, I'll do them. We must recognize our sinfulness and our Savior, Jesus Christ alone gives us the opportunity to truly know God. It's amazing how he has communicated to us. Are you listening to his communication today? If there's any way I or Mumfordville Baptist Church can help you in walking with the God of the universe through the Son of God, Jesus Christ, in the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, please reach out to us. We'd love to walk with you. Reach out to us on our website at mumfordvillebaptist.org. You can find out more about who we are. I hope you have a great week. God bless.